Leading our news this morning, there are growing concerns that the federal government is laying the groundwork to abandon its promise to build 12 new submarines in South Australia. Industry groups are worried about the impact a change of heart will have on local businesses. The government is considering buying the submarines from Japan, but insists this morning that it has not made a final decision. 5 months after his shock resignation, former New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell will make a return today to the state's corruption inquiry. The inquiry wants to know if Mr O'Farrell is the mysterious big man referred to in a text message sent to his former police minister, Michael Gallagher. Sydney police are not confirming reports that traces of an accelerant have been found at the site of last week's fatal explosion in Rozelle. Three people, including a one-year-old baby, died in the blast. Police are treating the fire as suspicious. A car seen speeding from the scene just before the blast has now been ruled out of the investigation. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have announced they are expecting another baby. The Queen and members of both families are said to be delighted by the news. The palace says Kate is being treated for acute morning sickness.
She's feeling okay, thanks. It's been a tricky few days, week or so, but obviously we're immensely thrilled. It's great news. Early days, but I'm hoping we just things settle down and she feels a bit better.